Thanks everyone for coming today. My part is pretty simple. I'm here to announce that we've signed Nomar Garciaparra to a contract to return home to the Boston Red Sox, and we're thrilled about that, and we welcome him back, and I'll turn it over to Nomar for the rest of the announcement.
And I'm about to take off to the minor league facility right now. I think last time I was in Boston, when we came, when the Oakland A's came in, saw all of you, which first of all, thank you all for being here. Thank all of you guys for being here. I was talking about it. I've always had a recurring dream, was to be able to retire in a Red Sox uniform. And thanks to Mr. Henry, Mr. Warner, Mr. Lucchino, and Theo, and the Red Sox organization, today I do get to retire. I get to fulfill that dream and retire as a Red Sox. Earlier today, I did sign a contract, minor league contract, to be a part of the organization once again. And I was getting choked up then. I'm choked up now. Got the chills. But to be able to have that dream come true, I really just can't put it into words, because what this organization has always meant to me, meant to my family, the fans. I always tell people Red Sox Nation is bigger than any nation out there. And to be able to say I came back home and to be back to Red Sox Nation is truly a thrill. And I really, really can't thank the gentlemen to my side enough and this whole organization. And it's good to be back.
Thank you, Nomar. I just want to say to you, and you put it well, as did Theo, you talked about coming home. And for us, that's the way we see it. On behalf of John Henry, Tom Warner, our entire organization, and dare I say our entire fan base, we welcome you home. It gives us enormous pride to recognize the respect you have for the organization, the connection you feel to the organization, the connection you feel to our fans and to Fenway Park. And I'm here to tell you that the feelings are mutual. When the history of the Boston Red Sox is written again, there'll be a very large and important chapter devoted to Nomar Garciaparra, and welcome home. We are really pleased to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Johnny. Why is this important to me? Like I said, I was not lying when I said I would always have a dream. I mean, this is where I started. This is where the dream to play baseball in the big league started here, with the Red Sox. And I think, once I got to the big leagues, once I got to play in front of all these fans, and just the way the city, the fans, never embraced me, I mean, I always just felt that connection. And like I said, for me, it was, I always said, you know what, I really, truly always wanted to have that to be the last uniform I ever put on. And today I get to do that. That's why it's so important to me. Everyone has to come to the point where they have to.
I can go for miles and miles.
Was working out this offseason was, the conditions that I have, the physical condition that, that I find out more and more of what I have, the genetic condition that I have that have limited me over the years, that I just couldn't work out the way I like to work out. And that really decision is saying that, I had a teammate and friend once say, he said he knew the date, his last day he played. And he said, I remember my tank. He goes, I knew my tank was empty. And when I heard him say that quote, I thought it was one of the greatest quotes I ever heard. And I go, gosh, I wish someday I could say that. And I knew there was a time in this offseason when I was getting ready. And I remember coming home and looking at my wife and going, my tank's empty. Truly is. And that for me is an absolute thrill to be able to say that I really just gave everything I could and everything to this game and as much as I could. When I ultimately came to decide about retiring, I know sitting down with my family, sitting down with my agent as well, and talking about this, and I think we all talked about saying, there's one place, if I could script it away, or there's one thing that I like to do, and I said I would love to retire wearing that uniform again. And I know we reached out to the Red Sox, reached out to Theo, and they, as you can see, were just so welcoming with that, with open arms, and I truly can't thank them enough.